One of the most iconic megalithic sites linked to giant lore is Baalbek in eastern Lebanon. Known in Roman times as Heliopolis, Baalbek sits not far from Mount Hermon, where the Watchers allegedly descended in the Book of Enoch, and it contains perhaps the largest building blocks ever used in antiquity. The Temple of Jupiter was built atop a massive stone podium, whose western wall incorporates three truly colossal stones called the Trilithon. Each of these limestone blocks is about 19 to 20 meters long and 4.2 meters high, weighing an estimated 800 to 1,000 tons apiece. Somehow these stones were quarried, transported a quarter mile, and placed high into the wall with fine precision. Astonishingly, in the Baalbek quarry nearby lies even larger monolithic blocks, the stone of the pregnant woman, weighing roughly 1,000 to 1,200 tons, cut and fully dressed but never transported. One of the questions we must ask ourselves is why such supersized blocks were used at all, far larger than anything else in Roman architecture. It's a mystery to scholars. Classical historians left no records of how the great platforms in Baalbek were built, and it was totally unprecedented in engineering projects of the classical age. The silence from the Roman records, coupled with the technical implausibility, has given rise to the idea that Baalbek's foundations predate the Romans entirely. And this seems extremely likely given the fact that there are no records of the Romans being capable of lifting anything close to 800 or 1,000 tons. The most impressive lift of the first century Romans that is on record is the Lateran obelisk that was taken from Alexandria to Rome, which weighs around 400 to 450 tons. And so the Trilithon stones in Baalbek are potentially more than double the weight of the Lateran obelisk, and yet the Romans made no mention of being responsible for the laying of those foundation stones. Folkloric and medieval Arab sources attribute Baalbek's megaliths to the time of the great biblical giants. The local Maronite and Muslim communities long maintained that Baalbek's first structures were built before the flood. One tale says the original city was built by Cain, son of Adam, who, after being banished east of Eden, built Baalbek and named it after his son Enoch. The flood later ruined this primeval city, but it was rebuilt by a race of giants under King Nimrod. Nimrod, the mighty hunter of Genesis, great-grandson of Noah, is in some traditions the leader of post-flood people who tried to recapture antediluvian glory. An Arabic manuscript quoted by historian Michael Alouf recounts that after the flood, when Nimrod reigned over Lebanon, he sent giants to rebuild the fortress of Baalbek, which was so named in honor of Baal. Some local legends even identified Baalbek with the Tower of Babel, claiming the famous tower was located here. Thus, in folk memory, Baalbek became a bastion of the Nephilim, a place where superhuman giants, perhaps survivors or descendants of the Watcher's offspring, re-erected a fallen pre-flood sanctuary. It's easy to see why such legends arose. The sheer awe inspired by the Trilithon led earlier generations to conclude that superhuman giants of a bygone era must have built it. The great platform does look out of place, megalithic foundations alien in comparison to the later Roman stonework. Mainstream archaeologists generally ascribe the Trilithon to Roman engineers of the first century, yet they gloss over the necessity of using stones so large. No convincing Roman lifting method for 1,000-ton blocks has ever been demonstrated. Some researchers connect this to the Watcher's myth. Andrew Collins, for example, hypothesizes that the Bene Ha-Elohim, sons of God or the Watchers, were not angels at all but a flesh-and-blood race, possibly a population of extraordinary humans who lived in the Near East after the Ice Age. He suggests that these could be remembered as the Titan giants of Greek lore, equated with the Nephilim. The Titans and giants were primeval beings of huge stature who waged war on the gods and were eventually banished. Notably, legends say the giants and Titans helped Nimrod build the Tower of Babel, and after its destruction, the giant races dispersed across the lands. If there are any kernels of truth, then one can imagine that a clan of these giants might have allied with early civilizations. Collins posits that if the Watchers and Nephilim are to be seen as a lost race of human beings, any pre-Phoenician culture in Lebanon could not have failed to encounter their presence. Perhaps their brute strength and ancient skills were employed in grand engineering projects like the construction of Baalbek's Great Platform. This intriguing idea dovetails with the local Nimrod legend. While not proof, it raises the question, are the Cyclopean stones of Baalbek tangible evidence of giants on the earth in those days?